Two world leaders known for their hot tempers are about to hold an unprecedented meeting. U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will begin their summit in Singapore this evening. Some of the Philadelphia region's tens of thousands of Korean immigrants and Korean Americans say they're cautiously optimistic that this high-stakes rendezvous will ease tensions. More from WHYY's Laura Benchoff.
In the 1960s and 70s, Korean immigrants started moving to the Philadelphia region in large numbers after the U.S. lifted restrictions on immigration from Asia. Bo Kwang Kang, a leader in the Korean American Association of Greater Philadelphia, was a part of that wave.
Yesterday, that was Sunday, right? So I went to church and everybody was talking about the summit meeting.
He says his church prayed together for a good outcome. But while Kang says he has high hopes for the meeting, he's also keeping his expectations low because talks with North Korea in the past haven't produced lasting peace.
That's what happened. You know, they said it and then they never did what they promised. Hopefully this time it will be done.
The gulf between North Korea and the U.S. came out of the Korean War. In the 1950s, that conflict also created two neighboring but parallel societies on the Korean Peninsula, North and South Korea.
The idea of unifying a country so vastly different in terms of their political system, culture, education, health, and everything is a very daunting task.
That's Philadelphia City Councilman David Oh, who's Korean-American. He says the war also separated families, including some of his relatives.
My uncle, was separated from his wife and children and never saw them again.
Many people died waiting for diplomacy to reunite their families. Against that backdrop, any talks between North Korea and the U.S. can be seen as positive. The X factor is what these two particular leaders can achieve. At a shopping center in Elkins Park, dominated by Korean immigrant-owned businesses, insurance agent Susan Moon says she thinks the rogue nature of both world leaders helps break down the longstanding chill between the countries.
Because the way this person is, I think it's because it's Trump. It's sort of working this time around.
Neighboring business owner Jessica Kim isn't so sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just you have to wait and see what happens kind of thing. Like, who knows? Yeah. They're both kind of erratic. So.
Her mom, Jung-un Kim, breaks in.
Step by step.
Yeah.
Her daughter translates. Any change to a relationship that's been sour for so long will have to come step by step. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.